The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available in local theaters with audio description. Beginning with a quick overview, and then we'll continue with more details about the most immediate offerings a little later in the show. So for starters, upcoming plays in the Raleigh-Cary area. We've got The Royal Family at North Carolina State University's University Theater in the Titmus Theater, and that's on Friday, April 5th, 7:30 p.m. Real Women Have Curves at Justice Theater Project in the Umstead Park United Church of Christ on Sunday, April 7th, 3:30 p.m. Ken Ludwig's Baskerville at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, April 21st at 3 p.m. And Murder for Two at North Carolina Theater in the Fletcher Opera Theater on Saturday, April 27th, 2 p.m. In Durham or Chapel Hill, we've got Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood at the DPAC, that's Durham Performing Arts Center, on Saturday, April 6th, 2 p.m. How I Learned to Drive at Playmakers on Tuesday, April 9th, 7:30 p.m. And Anastasia at the DPAC on Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m. In the Greensboro and Winston-Salem area, we've got Two Trains Running at Triad Stage on Saturday, March 30th, 2 p.m. In the Fayetteville and Sand Hills area, we've got The Cake at Cape Fear Regional Theater on Saturday, April 20th at 2 p.m. Moving over to movies, the following theaters show movies with audio description. And these are, begin with North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh. The Briar Creek Stadium 14, 8611 Briar Creek Parkway, also in Raleigh. The Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive in Chapel Hill. The Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue in Cary. Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive in Apex. And the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East in Garner. These are all Regal theaters, and they have a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies that are playing in their theaters. You can call them at 844-462-7342. Once again, that's 844-462-7342. And simply follow the menu prompts, and you'll find the show times for the various movies that we'll be listing here. And one more time, that number, 844-462-7342. Now then, what movies are coming up here? Well, opening this week, we've got Cruel Intentions 2. Cruel Intentions, the 20th anniversary. That's the 2019 re-release. It's rated R, and it plays at North Hills, Crossroads, White Oak, and Briar Creek. And then Us, rated R, plays at all of these Regal theaters. Wonder Park, rated PG, plays at all of the Regal theaters. Ones that are not just opening this week, we've got Alita Battle Angel, rated PG-13, plays at North Hills, Crossroads, White Oak, and Briar Creek. Apollo 11, rated G, plays only at Crossroads. Aquaman, rated PG-13, plays at White Oak and Briar Creek. Captain Marvel, rated R, plays at all of these theaters. Captive State, rated PG-13, plays everywhere except for the Timberline. Fighting with My Family, rated PG-13, plays only in North Hills. 5 Feet Apart, rated PG-13, plays everywhere except the Timberline. Gloria Bell, rated R, plays only at Crossroads. Green Book, rated PG-13, plays only at White Oak. Greta, rated R, plays only at Briar Creek. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, rated PG, plays everywhere except Timberline. Isn't It Romantic, rated PG-13, plays only at Beaver Creek. Run the Race, rated PG, plays at the Crossroads in Cary. Lego Movie 2, the second part, rated PG, plays at North Hills and at Beaver Creek in Apex. The Upside, rated PG-13, plays at North Hills, White Oak, Briar Creek, and Beaver Creek. Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral, rated PG-13, plays everywhere except the Timberline. And What Men Want, rated R, plays at the White Oak and at Briar Creek. So that's the quick look at movies. Now we'll come on down and take a slightly closer look at the ones for which we have not already given a closer look. And we'll start with Cruel Intentions. And once again, it's the 20th anniversary 2019 re-release. It's rated R for strong sexual dialogue and sexual situations involving teens, also for language and drug use. Running time is 1 hour and 37 minutes. Catherine, played by Sarah Michelle Gellar, and Sebastian, played by Ryan Philippe, two wealthy, manipulative teenage step-siblings from Manhattan's upper crust, conspire in Cruel Intentions, a wickedly entertaining tale of seduction and betrayal. The stakes are high when the duo agrees upon a deliciously diabolical wager of sexual conquest without consequences. The pawns? The naive Cecile Caldwell, played by Selma Blair, and the virginal Annette Hargrove, played by Reese Witherspoon. This is a comedy drama. Next we have Us, which is rated R for violence and terror and language. It runs 2 hours. Adelaide Wilson is returning to her beachside childhood home with her husband Gabe and their two children for an idyllic summer getaway. Haunted by an unexplainable and unresolved trauma from her past, and compounded by a string of eerie coincidences, Adelaide feels her paranoia elevate to high alert as she grows increasingly certain that something bad is going to befall her family. After spending a tense beach day with their friends, the Tylers, Adelaide and her family, return to their vacation home. When darkness falls, the Wilsons discover the silhouette of four figures holding hands as they stand in the driveway. Us pits an endearing American family against a terrifying and uncanny opponent, doppelgangers of themselves, and this is a horror suspense thriller. And the other newest one is Wonder Park, which is rated PG. This is an animation action adventure. It runs 1 hour and 25 minutes. Wonder Park tells the story of a magnificent amusement park where the imagination of a wildly creative girl named June comes alive. Okay, we also have not previewed Captive State, so that is rated PG-13 for sci-fi, violence, and action, drug material, brief language, and some sexual content. It runs 1 hour and 49 minutes. Set in a Chicago neighborhood nearly a decade after an occupation by an extraterrestrial force, Captive State explores the lives on both sides of the conflict, the collaborators and dissidents. And this is a sci-fi fantasy suspense thriller. 5 Feet Apart is rated PG-13 for thematic elements, suggestive material, and language. It runs 1 hour and 56 minutes. Stella Grant, played by Haley Lou Richardson, is every bit a 17-year-old. She's attached to her laptop and loves her best friends. But unlike most teenagers, she spends much of her time living in a hospital as a cystic fibrosis patient. Her life is full of routines, boundaries, and self-control, all of which is put to the test when she meets an impossibly charming fellow cystic fibrosis patient named Will Newman, who is played by Cole Sprouse. This is a drama romance. Gloria Bell, which is rated R for sexuality, nudity, language, and some drug use, runs 1 hour and 42 minutes. Gloria, played by Julianne Moore, is a free-spirited divorcee who spends her days at a straight-laced office job and her nights on the dance floor, joyfully letting loose at clubs around Los Angeles. After meeting Arnold, played by John Turturro, on a night out, she finds herself thrust into an unexpected new romance, filled with both the joys of budding love and the complications of dating, identity, and family. And this is a romance comedy drama. And Greta is rated R for some violence and disturbing images. It runs 1 hour and 38 minutes. A sweet, naive young woman trying to make it on her own in New York City, Frances, played by Chloe Grace Moretz, doesn't think twice about returning the handbag she finds on the subway to its rightful owner. That owner is Greta, played by Isabelle Huppert, an eccentric French piano player with a love for classical music and an aching loneliness. Having recently lost her mother, Frances quickly grows closer to widowed Greta. The two become fast friends, but Greta's maternal charms begin to dissolve and grow increasingly disturbing as Frances discovers that nothing in Greta's life is what it seems in this suspense thriller from Academy Award-winning director Neil Jordan. And this is a drama suspense thriller. And that's the preview material on movies that have not been previewed in earlier shows. We're going to move on now to plays, giving a closer look at upcoming plays. Just a quick reminder to get showtimes for the movies with audio description. You call 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. And follow the menu prompts, and their system will let you know the showtimes for the various movies. For plays in the Raleigh-Cary area, for starters, we have The Royal Family at North Carolina State University Theater in the Titmus Theater. It's on Friday, April 5th, 7:30 p.m. It's written by George S. Kaufman and Edna Ferber. Based on the notorious Barrymores, this play follows the career of three generations of Broadway actors. Grandmother Fanny is planning a comeback. Mother Julie is at the height of her career. Daughter Gwen is just starting out, and brother Tony has forsaken the stage for a career in film. This hysterical comedy celebrates dedicating one's life to the stage while giving a whole new meaning to More Drama Than Your Mama. This is directed by John McElwee and Rachel Clem. To make reservations, you can call 919-515-1100. That's 919-515-1100. Adult ticket prices are $23, senior citizens $21, faculty and staff are $19, students are $15, and North Carolina State University students are $6. And then there are applicable fees and NC State sales tax. Justice Theater Project, Real Women Have Curves. Playing at the Umstead Park United Church of Christ on Sunday, April 7th, 3:30 p.m. It's written by Josefina Lopez, directed by Gustavo Schmidt. This is who we are, Mama, real women. Set in a tiny sewing factory in East L.A., the outrageously funny story of five full-figured Mexican-American women who are trying to keep their tiny factory from going under. And while they work and hide from the INS, they talk about their husbands and lovers, their children, their dreams for the future. This microcosm of the Latina immigrant experience celebrates real women's bodies and the incredible bond that happens when women work together. The Justice Theater Project does offer free pairs of tickets to users of the audio description service. That's one for you and one for your driver. Call them at 919-264-7089 to make arrangements. Once again, that number is 919-264-7089. Ken Ludwig's Baskerville at Raleigh Little Theater. The audio described performance is on Sunday, April 21st at 3 p.m. The male heirs of the Baskerville line are being eliminated one by one. To find their ingenious killer, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson must brave the desolate moors before a family curse dooms its newest heir. Watch as the intrepid investigators try to escape a dizzying web of clues, silly accents, and elaborate disguises. Full of humor, horror, and plenty of stage magic, this kooky and spooky caper will have you howling with laughter. And, of course, it's written by Ken Ludwig, directed by Jeremy Skidmore. Tickets are $28. Students and senior citizens are $24, and the Raleigh Little Theater box office can be reached at 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Murder for Two at North Carolina Theater in the Fletcher Opera Theater. Audio described performances on Saturday, April 27th at 2 p.m. Officer Moskowitz is a small-town policeman with dreams of making it to detective. One fateful night, shots ring out at the surprise birthday party. With the nearest detective an hour away, Marcus jumps at the chance to prove his sleuthing skills with the help of his silent partner, Lou. But who done it? The perfect blend of music, mayhem, and murder in this hilarious show two performers play 13 roles, not to mention the piano, in a witty and winking homage to old-fashioned murder mysteries. You won't want to miss this killer musical comedy. Tickets run from $29 to $77. Box office for North Carolina Theater is 919-831-6941, extension 6944. That's 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Moving over to the Durham Chapel Hill area, we've got Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood at the Durham Performing Arts Center, that's the DPAC, on Saturday, April 26th, that's 2 p.m. This is a brand new adventure based on the number one PBS kids TV series. The Grrrific musical for little tigers and grown-ups alike is back. The hugely popular Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, based on the number one PBS Kids TV series, has delighted live audiences on stages across the country. Now in its fourth year of touring, your favorite characters are hopping back on board trolley and coming to DPAC for two shows on April 6th with Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, King for a Day. Daniel and all of his friends invite you for a brand new adventure in Neighborhood of Make-Believe, where Daniel learns just what it takes to be king. The beloved characters come alive on stage to captivate you with new songs to sing along to, magical moments, and surprise guests along the way. It's an event filled with tiger-tastic fun, teaching and valuable lessons of kindness, helping others, and being a friend. Don't miss Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, King for a Day, a royally great time. Tickets run $24 to $35 plus tax, and you can call them at 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. In Chapel Hill, How I Learned to Drive at Playmakers. It's on Tuesday, April 7th, 7:30 p.m. April 9th at 7:30 p.m. It's by Paula Vogel, directed by Lee Sunday Evans, a survivor's guide to the rules of the road. At once compassionate, heartbreaking, and unexpectedly funny, this Pulitzer Prize-winning play chronicles one woman's journey to break the cycle and silence surrounding her sexual abuse at the hands of a beloved family member. A story of boundaries, personal agency, and house hindsight is not always 2020. How I Learned to Drive has earned its place in the contemporary American theater canon and achieves a powerful new resonance in the era of Me Too and Time's Up. Variety says the play is a potent and convincing comment on a taboo subject, and its impact sneaks up on its audience. New York Times says Ms. Vogel has written a lovely, harrowing guide to the crippling persistence of one woman's memories. There is a content advisory. The play deals frankly with issues surrounding sexual abuse and incest. They say that they encourage all patrons to use their own discretion in determining the appropriateness of the material. Tickets on the audio description night are $15. You can call 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529. Back in Durham, we've got another one at DPAC. It's Anastasia on April 20th at 8 p.m., a stunning musical based on the hit films. one of the most gorgeous shows in years, says the New York Observer. Inspired by the beloved films, the romantic and adventure-filled new musical, Anastasia, is at home at DPAC at last. This dazzling show will transport you from the twilight of the Russian Empire to the euphoria of Paris in the 1920s, as a brave young woman sets out on a journey to discover the mystery of her past. Anastasia features a book by celebrated playwright Terence McNally, a lush new score by Stephen Flaherty on the music and Lynn Ahrens on the lyrics, with direction by Tony Award winner Darko Trezniak. Tickets run $171 to $314 plus tax. Reservations can be made by calling 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. In Greensboro and Winston-Salem, we've got Two Trains Running by August Wilson on Triad Stage on Saturday, March 30th at 2 p.m. Stand up for what's right and experience the genius of August Wilson. It's 1969 in the Hill District of Pittsburgh. The city has plans for what they call urban renewal, but Memphis Lee's Diner stands in the way. He and his customers fight for survival on the precipice of enormous change. Discover what really matters in this slice-of-life masterpiece that digs deep into the heart of the American dream. The artistic director tells us that August Wilson is hands down one of the greatest writers our country has produced. He states that when he first saw Lloyd Richards' acclaimed Broadway production of Two Trains Running, he remembers being shattered by the power of the funny and harrowing story of the amazing people that you meet at Memphis Lee's Diner. This remains one of the director's favorite of Wilson's plays, and he says he knows it will shake you to your core. Tickets run $10 to $55. Tickets are at call 336-272-0160. That's 336-272-0160. And the last entry here is The Cake at the Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville on Sunday, April 20th at 2 p.m. And tickets run $15 to $25. You can order them at 910-323-4234, extension 229. That's 910-323-4234, extension 229. And my apologies, but we are totally out of time for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. I'm Kurt Benrood for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Hope you found something that you can sink your teeth into here, and maybe we'll bump into each other at the movies or at the theater.